91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College,
where great music lives.
As you said, from the Cream double album, Wheels of Fire. And this is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. But curiously enough, that song did not have Eric Clapton on it. It was just Jack Bruce on cello, acoustic guitar, and vocals. Ginger Baker just doing a little hi-hat stuff in the background, written by Jack Bruce and Pete Brown. So no participation by Eric whatsoever, although Jack wanted him to do it. But Eric said, nah, you should do it. So why did I play it? Well, first of all, it's Cream. And, I think apart from that song, Eric Clapton is on every Cream song there is. Well, no, there's another exception, actually, from the Wheels of Fire album, the Train Time song. It's just Jack Bruce and Ginger Baker also. But anyway, I played it because I wanted to do a mini review of WNTI Stage. And this is going to be it. That's all I'm going to say. It's going to take me about a half a minute. It was incredible. And what I thought was amazing is I didn't really realize this when I looked at the schedule, was that every day there was some sort of a brass band. At least one of the acts was a brass band. And by far, in my opinion, the best act of all those three and of the entire weekend was the Ed Palermo Big Band. And they played Friday night, opened the night for Gandalf Murphy and the Slambovian Circus of Dreams. Who were incredible, but to me, Ed Palermo really did it. And so it was a big band. I mean, four saxes, three trombones, a trumpet, a guitarist, a keyboard player, a violinist, the drummer, a bass player, I don't even know, maybe another keyboard player, I forget, a big band, about 15 people. And they played mostly Zappa, but they kind of, started out with an older tune and then got into the Zappa and did these segues that went on for, 5 or 10 minutes apiece. And it was just amazing, the selection of songs. I mean, they did everything from Zappa to King Crimson to The Who to John Coltrane to Miles Davis, and they played As You Said. And I always loved that song, but I never realized how beautiful and powerful it is. It's just amazing, all those dissonant notes and all those flatted notes and oddball things, and it was unbelievable. It really blew me away. The rest of the weekend was great, but that was the highlight for me. So As You Said, written by Jack Bruce and Pete Brown, performed by Jack Bruce and Ginger Baker, the two-thirds of Cream on the album Wheels of Fire. So without any further ado, again, this is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton, and everything from here on in will have Eric Clapton on it. And I'm your host, Gary Ault, and this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And without any further ado, I think I said that already, we're going to play something with Eric Clapton on it. From the Cradle, this is Third Degree.
paid the taxes. I ain't got a dime. Got me killed the children, and ain't every one of them was mine. Bad love, bad love is killing me. Well, I just can't stand no more of this love.
And now it's time for this week's Judy Moment here at 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. Christine McVie.
Your heart feels
was Bob Marley and the Wailers from the album Africa Unite, the singles collection. Mostly, additional releases of material that was already available, but that was Slogans, which what I'm led to believe is that it was taken from an acoustic demo and then kind of beefed up, and Eric Clapton was playing the lead guitar on that. So that, which reminds me, I wanted to thank Greg Lewis and Cableman Dan for filling in for me for the last couple of weeks. I was preparing for WNTI Stage, and I was not able to make it. There were rehearsals and all kinds of crazy stuff going on. And Greg Lewis always does an incredible job of, on his own show. I don't know how he even finds all the stuff he does. So great job, Greg. And, of course, that Bob Marley goes out to Cableman Dan Baines. So thank you again, guys. And the week before that was a recorded show, but I'm not supposed to tell you that. So I'm finally back. It's been about a month, and WNTI Stage is in the past until next year. We started that set off with Third Degree from the album From the Cradle, which for some reason on iTunes says it's live. I don't know where they get that from, but it's not. And that's Eric Clapton. And then we heard, unfortunately, a shortened version of the Judy Moment. We had a vinyl turntable mishap. So that was the challenge, and we played most of it, though, just a little bit of a skip at the end. So that's the challenge from the album Christine McVie, her solo album. So this is 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org, and you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault. We're going to take a short break and come back with some Beck and Clapton.
Matt here. Join me Wednesday night from 10 till midnight for The Knife Edge, an exploration of complex musical passages, fantastical lyrics, extreme musicianship, and everything else that made progressive rock razor sharp across the decades. That's The Knife Edge, Wednesday at 10 p.m. on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Honda of Hackettstown, under new ownership, located on Route 46 West in Hackettstown. Featuring 24 service bays and factory-trained technicians, Honda of Hackettstown has a selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles, including the Accord, Civic, and Pilot. More information and inventory listings available online at hondaofhackettstown.com or by phone 1-888-391-6098.
Like any long-distance runner, smart business people know the importance of careful planning, coaching, and a good strategy for getting to the finish line of a successful year. Businesses who underwrite on WNTI work with professionals who help plan and strategize the best way to reach public radio listeners. So don't wait to start your sponsor training. Call 908-979-4355, extension 1 today.
On Thursday, July 23rd, WNTI will be off the air from 10 a.m. to noon for transmitter maintenance. You can continue to listen to WNTI online at WNTI.org.
Pretty baby, someday you're gonna be crying. You've been laughing, pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying. Further on the road, you'll find out I wasn't lying. Thank you.
pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying. But you be laughing, pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying. But on the road, you'll find out I wasn't lying.
WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org.
Feel tall as the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, that's Sonny and Cher, believe it or not. But no, we're not going to play that. That was the robbery from the album Buster, the original motion picture soundtrack, the movie that featured Phil Collins. It starred Phil Collins. And that was Ann Dudley's arrangement. She did the incidental music to that movie, and Eric Clapton was featured on guitar on that track. So let's fade this out. Okay, yeah, we're done. Okay, Sonny and Cher. It just sort of segues into that for some reason. So we started that set off with Further On Up the Road with Eric Clapton and Jeff Beck from The Secret Policeman's Other Ball, and followed that up with If I Needed Someone from Eric Clapton from the Concert for George. And that's, you know, we'll make that the Judy moment, okay, because that other one was a great song, but the moment was kind of ruined when the needle kind of went across, the tone arm went across the record. So we'll make that the one. I think that's a pretty good lyrical song. And then we played George Harrison himself from his album Cloud Nine. We heard Wreck of the Hesperus. And, of course, that featured Eric Clapton. He's on a bunch of tracks on that album. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. We play that every Wednesday from 8 to 9. The music of Eric Clapton features him, Cream, Derek and the Dominoes, John Mayall and the Bluesbreakers, Blind Faith, every band he ever played with, even the Yardbirds. Got to get my hand on Casey and the Engineers one of these days. I don't think I'm ever going to find that. Or maybe the Glands. Plus all the work he's done with many, many, many other artists on their albums and in their concerts. And by the way, I need to tell you that hopefully we didn't disappoint you too much, that this week we have not got back to our normal format of having the Eric influence as well as the question of the week, which we ask the question at the beginning of the show. You call in, and then at the end of the show, we give you the answer, and somebody wins something. Can't do that this week because I've been away for the last 3 weeks. First week was a recorded show, and the week after that was Cableman Dan, very nicely subbing for me, and Greg Lewis doing last week. An incredible job by Greg and Cableman Dan, because of all the preparations for WNTI Stage. So now I'm getting back into the swing of things, and it actually takes quite a bit of preparation to do that Eric influence spot and the question of the week. You'd be surprised how much time I spend on that. And the circumstances are such right now that it is not really possible to do that. So maybe next week, maybe the week after that, we'll see what happens. So meantime, I know everybody loves calling in. I get millions of phone calls every week. Well, not millions, maybe hundreds of thousands, maybe dozens. I don't know. So we're going to take a break now and come back with some more music. How about some John Mayall?
Hi, this is Rachel Price from Lake Street Dive, inviting you to visit E-Town this week. I'll be joined by Nick and Helen, Elin Jewell, and the winner of the E-Achievement Award. That's this week in E-Town.
Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Sweet Jane's Roadhouse, located on Main Street in Johnsonburg, open 4 p.m. to closing on Fridays. Sweet Jane's offers a menu featuring tapas, craft beers, and a wine list. Sweet Jane's also offers live entertainment, holiday gift baskets, baked goods, and on-premises catering. Information available at sweetjanesroadhouse.com or by phone 908-813-8404.
The King of Pop comes to life on the Centenary Stage as the Summer Jam Fest continues. Hello, I'm Carl Walno, inviting you to enjoy the ultimate Michael Jackson experience starring Joby Rogers, Saturday, July 25th. This multimedia concert tribute is a celebration of the music and dancing of that unique entertainer, Michael Jackson. Joby Rogers' stunning resemblance to Jackson combined with those intricate dance moves will make you think he's the real thing. In fact, Rogers was personally chosen by Michael Jackson as his number one tribute artist. Tickets for the Ultimate Michael Jackson Experience starring Joby Rogers are $30 in advance, $5 more at the door. They're available at centenarystageco.org or call the box office at 908-979-0900. Don't miss the Ultimate Michael Jackson Experience starring Joby Rogers, Saturday, July 25th, 8 p.m. at Centenary's Lackland Center.
Last night, I was sitting by last time I saw you, you promised me you would call. My time is running out, babe.
Telephone song, or telephone blues, rather, from John Mayall and the Blues Breakers from the reissued double CD with Eric Clapton, and that was Telephone Blues. Now, this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. How about some more Cream? Hey.
Thank you. said the engineer blew the whistle, time to ring the bell. Tell my baby farewell.
Cream. Cream, yeah, thank you, Jack. You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jack. Hey, that was Cream from the Royal Albert Hall concerts 2005. I was privileged to go to that. One of those shows. Wow, what an event that was. It was a couple of days that highlighted my highlights of my life, I tell you that. We're going to play a little King Curtis in the background. So we're going to go out with some George Harrison, a song that I love. I think we've played it a few times. But after that, we are going to listen to E-Town at 9 o'clock from 9 to 10. And this week's Helen and Nick Forrester's guests are Lake Street Dive and Eileen Jewell, a couple of really good acts. And the E-Achievement Award goes out to Jeremy Adams, who found a really cool way of supporting children's hospitals. And after that, we can listen to The Knife Edge with Matt. Matt, who is an expert on all things prog rock. And after that, Keller Williams with Keller Sailor, taking you into the wee hours of the morning. So now we're going to go out with I'd Have You Anytime from the George Harrison release, All Things Must Pass, which featured Eric Clapton and Derek and the Dominoes throughout. So George Harrison coming up next.
Let me in here. I know I've been here. Show you, let me roll into you. All I have is yours. All you see is mine, and I'm glad to hold you in my arms. I have you anytime. Let me say. Show you.
Listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.